This program is brought to you by Babaway Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Welcome to Kids Bible Minute with our daddy, Landon Rao.
Hello, and welcome for the first time, or welcome back to Kids Bible Minute. I'm your host, Landon Rao, and preacher for the Ramona, Oklahoma Church of Christ. And I'm so excited you are joining me today, and hope that you will continue to study God's Word with me in the future. If you're new to this podcast, you can find past episodes at the Bible Way Media website that go all the way back to when I first started doing this in 2015. I also would like to encourage you to have your Bible ready so that when I mention a Bible verse, you can read the verse along with me, or if I just mention the verse, you can pause the podcast and read it for yourself before unpausing and continuing the study. If you have any questions about this study or have other Bible questions, please feel free to email me at my email address at L as in Landon, Rowell, Rowell, 222 at gospel-preacher.com. Or you can find me on social media platforms such as Instagram or X by simply DMing me your question there. I hope you have a blessed day today. And if you are in the Ramona, Oklahoma area, please join us on Sunday and or Wednesday. We would love to have you. Let's now get into our study. We are back looking at our 40th Impact 316 lesson today by examining 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 16. We have here one of the more interesting passages as Peter mentions the Apostle Paul in his inspired writings. Peter's final words in this letter, 2 Peter 3:14 through 18, have to do with how we should live in anticipation of Christ's return one day, and where we find our text for this study as well. So how is a Christian who is waiting for Christ's return supposed to handle the scriptures and himself? Let's go ahead and read this whole section, 2 Peter chapter 3, 14 through 18. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. Consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. As also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. A few observations from this text I want us to think about today. First and foremost, Christians are not to be just simply sitting idly by, waiting on Christ to return, because we are to be diligent to be found faithful. In other words, without spot and blameless before God, verse 14 says. That reminds me of what Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Secondly, there are going to be passages in Scripture that are hard to understand, but notice Peter didn't say impossible to understand. There is a difference in what Peter's saying here. There is a difference between the milk of the Scripture and the meat of Scripture. The Hebrew writer in Hebrews 5, 12 through 14 makes this abundantly clear. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. We must never forget we can know the truth, and God's word is truth. In John 8, verse 32, we read, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And in chapter 17 and verse 17 of that same book, John, we read, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." Thirdly and lastly, it is our responsibility to rightly handle the word of truth. It is not God's responsibility to make us understand his word. It is ours. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, we read this, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth." If we don't do our part, we will end up, as Peter writes in our text, twisting Scripture to our destruction instead of to our salvation. Should we really take that chance of being unskilled in the word of righteousness, or should we diligently seek to know the truth of God's word and live by it? Well, that concludes this Bible study for today. As always, I want to thank you for studying God's precious word with me, and I want to encourage you to continue to study God's word every day. Be sure to use the wonderful material and other podcasts made available through the Bible Way Media app or website at BibleWayMedia.org. I also personally have a website at gospel-preacher.com. Of course, make sure you ask your parents if it's okay by them before you download the app or go to those websites. I also encourage you to contact me personally with any question about the Bible at the Ramona Church of Christ email address, which is ramonacofc@gmail.com. That's ramonacofc@gmail.com, or through our Facebook page or any other social media outlet. Make sure you message the Ramona Church of Christ in Oklahoma, not California. Until we have an opportunity to meet again, peace be with you in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.